8. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. And in this hour of the program, we're going to continue a conversation we started in a previous hour of the broadcast with the CEO of CarList.com, Lou Anne Hammond. We've been talking to Lou Anne about what's going to be happening. She was recently on Fox TV, and they were asking her what the automotive landscape was going to look like here in the U.S. in 2012. A little later on, we're going to be joined by Larry Edsel, who's going to be joining us from the Bloomington Gold Corvette event, which went on today. And I'll be really interested to check in on that. And Larry's also got something else interesting to tell us about. We still have a trivia question out there, and I've been very, very generous with you folks as far as giving you some hints. So let's talk to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you been, my friend?
Oh, great, Bob. I've been missing your show since you disappeared from that other network that rhymes with GCN but isn't.
Now, that's right. So I'm glad you found me again.
Yeah, wow. I found you today over here on GCN where I am at 95% of the time. My dish is pointed there. But, hey, was that car the Cord?
That car was indeed the Cord. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're not feeling well, but I'm glad that I found you again, Bob. I always enjoy the show.
Well, and thank you so much.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear about that Taurus show because I've been seriously considering one.
Yeah, that's a really cool car. Let's get Lou Anne Hammond's thoughts on that vehicle. Lou Anne, say hello to my friend Frank in New Mexico. Have you had the chance to drive the new SHO?
Just got out of it.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's got the same, pretty much the same miles per gallon as the Taurus, regular Taurus. But it has 100 more horsepower, and that's what makes it so beautiful, is that you actually it uses EcoBoost. And so you're going to get some great miles per gallon. I think it's like 25 miles per gallon or something like that. And it's going to, of course, cost a little bit more than the Taurus, I think around $4,000 or $5,000 more. But it's a beauty. You'll love it.
With that EcoBoost V6, I mean, it's very powerful, and the all-wheel drive platform, definitely. I would check that one out. I think it's going to be a great value for the money, Frank.
Yeah, and I liked what he said when he says it's what the Marauder should have been.
Yeah, that's right. That was a very good comment.
Yeah, I always wanted a Marauder. But, you know, it's great to hear you and Lou Anne again, and I'm going to clear out. I don't want to hog all the time, but just get well.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Lou Anne Hammond is with us, and we're continuing to talk about what's going to be happening in the not-too-distant future. And Lou Anne, what do you think the Obama administration is going to do in the realm of hydrogen? I mean, this seems to be not a priority with this group. I know.
You mean because they gutted the hydrogen budget?
Yeah. It used
to be something like $200 million a year for the hydrogen budget. And
yeah,
they gutted it down to $68 million.
So what does that mean for all these car companies and all these entities that were kind of banking on that? What does that mean?
Well, it means that California is still going to go along with theirs. Now, remember, California was the one that really pressured everyone to do 35 miles to the gallon to do a CAFE standard, and they wouldn't do it. And finally, when Obama came in, they said, okay, we're going to do that. So it kind of negated California having to take everybody to court to do it. But if California is going to continue with their California hydrogen highway and with the California fuel cell program, which is 30 different companies working together, then it once again could line up the stars that California would be the purveyor of all the zero-emission vehicles. Because that's what you're looking at. I mean, we only have two zero-emission vehicles, electric cars and hydrogen vehicles. And if you take away one, then the other suffers. Both should get equal time.
Yeah, definitely. So as you told the folks from Fox, and I would certainly agree. I mean, nothing's going to change that dramatically in the next couple of years. I mean, in my opinion, nothing's going to change that dramatically in the next 10 years or even 20 years. I mean, there's still going to be a mix of different vehicles out there on the road, and I think that's the way it should be, in all honesty.
Well, and if you take a look at what actually, if you want a real peek into the future of how people talk and how they buy, then look at natural gas. Because you can buy a Honda Civic natural gas, and you can, it gets 20% less carbon emissions than gasoline. You could fill it in your home at night, overnight, about 50 cents less per gallon. And yet those cars with those attributes, they're still only selling about 1,000 a year.
Exactly. So it just goes to show you, once again,
People talk, but do they walk?
Exactly. So you've been on some big TV shows in the last month or so. You were on the NBC's Today Show, the Weekend Edition. How was that? And tell us about your new home TV studio there. How's that working out?
Well, the Today Show, we talked with Lester Holt and Scott Cohn from CNBC, and they wanted to know what was happening with the car dealerships. It's now, the end of June, so all 789 Chrysler car dealerships have gone out of business, and they can no longer sell any of the cars that they had.
Where did those cars go?
They say that they tried to get rid of most of them, but some of them they didn't get rid of. Yep. Some of the car dealerships were just going to have to sell as used cars or sell to another car dealer. But most of the car dealers that I talked to, they were just going to have to sell them as used cars because they had to take title of them. Once you've taken title of a car, you can't sell it as a new car.
As a new car, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting time for our industry. I don't see 16 million coming back anytime soon.
No, that's a fact. And, you know, it's certainly hurting the automotive press as well as more and more print magazines convert to online publications and more newspapers go out of business, too. It's not a good thing, in my opinion.
Well, it's not, but they've set themselves up for that a long time before the auto industry started going down. When you can buy four or five different newspapers and that you have the same story syndicated in every group, then why buy four or five different newspapers?
Well, that's true. Yep.
So you want your local news, and you want people who like Warren Brown with the Washington Post. People go to that paper just to read him.
Yep. No, that's true. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about some of the other recent new vehicles that you've been behind the wheel of. So you generally like the Taurus, both the regular Taurus as well as the show?
I do. I like both of them. The only thing I didn't like about it was the shifter. They have the same shifter that's in the Mustang. And it's rectangular. It has the knob on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. To me, they have that whole, the Challenger, Barracuda, all those type of muscle cars. Those are the kind of cars that have that kind of shifter. And yet you're coming out sort of maybe as trying to pit it against a luxury vehicle in a way. And so you kind of have some identity crisis when you touch the shifter and go, okay, I can see this in the Mustang, but I don't see it in the Taurus.
Yeah.
I would have much preferred a round shifter or something just not so manly. Just not so muscularly manly.
Very good. Any vehicles recently impress you more than you expected?
I must say I was impressed by the Bentley GTC Speed.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, the Infiniti G37, I have it right now, and it doesn't impress me more because I'm so impressed with it anyway.
Yeah, no, that's the drop-top convertible variant, though.
Yeah.
Well, Luann, thank you so much for your time, and we'll get you back on with us real soon.
All right, Bob, you take care of yourself.
Thank you. Straight ahead, Larry Edsel. This is Auto World.
on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which your homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home, an American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, fighting this never-ending flu here that I've had for a week or so, but hopefully by next weekend I'll be back to my old self. But I'm very happy to have our next guest slotting up to the microphone to join us to tell us all about a wonderful event that I have never attended. And being a guy that has owned a couple of Corvettes in his day. As a matter of fact, I still own a Corvette now. It's 11 years old, but it's still my baby. It's a 98 C5. And the gentleman to tell us all about it, he's got his own website, iZoom.com. He's a noted author and journalist, Larry Edsel. Welcome to the airwaves of Auto World. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. It sounds like you're not doing that well at the moment, though.
No, definitely not. I've been hit by a truck, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, Larry, a little bit about the Bloomington Gold event. As I mentioned, I've never been to it, and it sounds like a wonderful happening.
Well, it is, and it's actually two events in one. The Bloomington Gold is in its just finished its 37th annual show, and it's a collection of Corvettes that come from all over the country. And it started out as a swap meet and car show, and it has evolved into the organizers are very concerned about people over restoring cars so that they are better than when they came out of the factory and they're not really real. So their big push is to encourage people to maintain their cars, to preserve their cars, but not to go back and restore them. Because like with antique furniture, once you've restored it, it's not the same as it was. And so they have a judging panel, and they judge on how close it is to factory spec. And, of course, the Bloomington Gold is the Bloomington Gold Award, which is, the big award you can get if you have a Corvette. And there were, everything from 1953 to current cars relatively current cars, going through the process of getting judged and getting their award, their gold awards, this year. And then also this year, today, it was the second annual, same group puts it on, it's called the Survivor Car Show.
Oh, tell us about
all
that.
Grants. And okay. Again, it's to encourage people to preserve their cars by getting Survivor Awards rather than to restore it or, you go to Pebble Beach and, you wonder how much of the car is really original because they're, they're gleaming. They never came out of the factory looking that good. So today there was everything from a 1930 Cord with 79 years of patina that was just wonderful to see, and up to about a 1977 Pontiac Grand Prix and a 1976 Monte Carlo that a guy has had and drove from Long Island here.
Oh, no
kidding.
He was
going to drive it back starting tonight, I guess. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's held in Illinois. Tell us exactly whereabouts.
It started in it's called Bloomington Gold because it started out in Bloomington, Illinois. But several years ago, they moved up to the Chicago area to the Pheasant Run Resort. So they're on a golf course, and they pretty much take over the place. It's right next to an airport, the DuPage County Airport. So it's a good location, and they kind of take over the resort for the weekend, and several fairways are closed down. There's a big Meekum car auction, swap meet. People with Corvettes can bring their cars to sell, and then you can bring your car to have it judged. And it's a really nice weekend. And then it ends on basically that part of it ends on Saturday, and then Sunday is the Survivor Show. And again, they're out on the golf course, very well displayed, and they have a very knowledgeable panel of judges who go over the cars and to make sure that they're original, and then they give them certificates for originality. And there were the top award is called the Zenith Award, and there were 13 cars that got it, and they were very surprised because they expected maybe four, five, or six. But
so
they had
it was
more
a good
cars
year.
Show up and better cars show up.
Wow. So it was a kind of a banner year for the Zenith Award, huh?
Yeah, and it's interesting. Even at some of the big concours now, they're having what they call preservation classes, which are cars that have, like for example, a barn find car, but you don't do anything to it. You don't restore it. You just you get it running again, but you don't go back and repaint it, and you don't put in new upholstery. You just preserve it the way it was. And as one of the judges said today, these are like time capsules of history. And we were joking about the fact if you watch the Antiques Roadshow, they're always telling people with antique furniture, don't refinish it. Leave it like it was, because once you refinish it, you can't go back to the original finish.
Right.
And they're kind of doing the same thing with old cars.
And is this a multiple-day event, Larry?
Say again? I'm sorry.
Is it a multiple-day event?
Yeah. The Survivor show is just one day.
Okay.
The Bloomington Gold is Saturday and Sunday, although they start on actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then there's still some of the Bloomington Gold on Sunday. But on Thursday night, they had a it's called a special collection, and they had 60 of the most historic Corvettes ever built.
Oh, wow.
All in one room. And they yesterday, all those cars came out of that room and did a lap around the grounds of the resort so people could see everything from the original Motorama car.
Oh, beautiful.
To Roger Penske's Corvette race cars. To the car that one of they brought over the car that the GT class at Le Mans 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's incredible!
So it was. If you like Corvettes and Corvette history, you've got to be here at the end of June every year.
Definitely, and folks can visit the official website, which is bloomingtongold.com, which I just clicked on, and boy, just to see all these Corvettes lined up in one place, and the grounds look absolutely beautiful. Tell us a little bit about the quality of judging and the folks doing the judging. I would imagine this is quite an elite group.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. All of the judges for Bloomington Gold are all people who are basically grown up as Corvette specialists. They're all very hands-on people. They have a little training they go through, but I was talking to a couple of the judges, and they said, you know, we've been working on Corvettes going back to, you know, when the C1 first came out and the C2, and, you know, these very knowledgeable people, they actually get some people who actually built Corvettes, people who used to work on the assembly lines at the Corvette, at the Corvette plant when it was in St. Louis or now in Bowling Green, and they have them come in as judges too because these are the people who built the car, you know. And if you worked on the assembly line for 20 years, you're going to know every part and piece that's right and what's not right. So they have some of those kind of people as judges. And then for the Survivor show today, kind of had an all-star group of judges from all over the country who are classic car specialists. There were a couple of people from auction companies, several people who have restoration, you know, are into restoration, or people who have just collected cars for a long time and worked on cars, and it was really kind of the cream of the crop judging out there today.
It's interesting when I visit different car shows devoted to specific brands. When we come back on the other side, I'd like to get your take on that. A little bit more about the Corvette community. This is Auto World on GCN. My name is Bob Long, along with Larry Edsel.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
We are back. We are live all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Bob Long, a little under the weather here with a heavy dose of the flu, the worst flu I've ever had, to be honest with you. I'm having fun, though. I'm glad to be with you, glad to be up and about, or as my Canadian friends would say, about. We have with us Larry Edsall, journalist extraordinaire, author, and man with a great website, iZoom.com. Joining us from the Bloomington Gold event, which has been happening over the last few days in St. Charles, Illinois. And I was just perusing the Bloomington Gold website, and boy, it's quite a spectacle just seeing all these Corvettes from all the different vintages, all the different colors lined up on, you know, in rows here, Larry. This is quite a photo opportunity, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. I think yesterday there were probably eight or nine 1953 Corvettes from the first year. You know, it's just amazing to see them all together like that. And, you know, and I'm much more interested in the older cars. You know, some people are, you know, they also had a 2010 Grand Sport there.
Oh, really?
Which to a lot of people is kind of the ultimate Corvette, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I thought, well, yeah, this is nice, but let me go look at the 53s, but that's just, you know. But it's nice that, you know, you can, if you like the new ones, they're there. If you like the old ones, they're there. And then I really appreciate the fact that, you know, if you go on Sunday like today, there's everything is there for the Survivor Show.
That's terrific. Let's talk a little bit about the Corvette community. I find it to be a very diverse crowd. I mean, in August, I have been very lucky to attend the Italian car shows in Monterey, the Concorso mm-hmm. Italiano, et cetera. I've been to some Porsche shows, and these shows tend to attract a certain type of clientele, let's say. But the Corvette people seem to really run the gamut. I mean, you've got everybody from, you know, doctors to plumbers. You've got it really doesn't have the same demographic profile that you would find at some of the other high-end car shows.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the reason is because, well, two reasons. One is it really is identified as American sports car. So it's a pretty patriotic thing, I think, to have a Corvette as opposed to maybe a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. The other thing is the Corvette is so much more affordable than those cars.
Yes.
You know, even now, you know, you can buy a Corvette for in the 50s, and you can't touch an exotic Italian car for four times that much money.
Absolutely.
So basically, you know, a plumber can afford the car. And if not a new one, certainly a few year old one. You don't have to be a doctor or somebody like that to be able to buy a Corvette, where you might have to be to buy a Porsche or a Ferrari.
Yep, no, that's a very good point. Let's talk a little bit more about this trend that was highlighted today here at Bloomington Gold, and that is not over restoring vehicles. I mean, as you pointed out quite accurately, I mean, when you go to Pebble Beach and some of the other high-end events or even some high-end auctions, I mean, some of these vehicles, the amount of money that's been spent on them, it's almost ridiculous. And I'm glad to see that there definitely seems to be a trend within the hobby to scale back on that and a trend within the hobby on the auction side to accept, you know, kind of as-is barn find type vehicles.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm very happy that the concours like, you know, Pebble Beach and Amelia Island and the other ones now are doing special classes for preservation cars. Cars that, you know, they don't look great. They've got a lot of wear and tear. They have what, you know, the fancy word is patina. You know, and they're not in the best of shape, but they're very historically significant. And rather than go through them from one end to the other to make them look brand new, the feeling is on a lot of the cars, you're better off to just preserve them. You know, get them running. Don't do things to not let them deteriorate more, but don't go back and take them to their original. Now, sometimes, and even the people at Bloomington Gold will tell you, that although they didn't have to give out any today, they have an award for cars that basically where they tell you, look, there's no use to preserve this car. You need to restore it because otherwise it's just going to disintegrate.
Yeah.
So there is a place for that. But the idea is, it used to be everything got restored. And, you know, and as they say, once you take off the original finish of a piece of furniture, you can never put the original finish back on. And same with cars. Once they're not original, you can't go back and make them totally original.
So, Larry, if the lottery gods came your way, so to speak, if you could own, let's say, three Corvettes, what would you like to have in your personal collection?
Well, you know, I really want one of the first generation, and I know people are going to laugh, but one of the Blue Flame engines, you know, one of the old great cylinder engines, and I know they weren't dynamic sports cars, but they are just, you know, that they're just so cool. And then, obviously, probably a split window coupe, although, you know, there's that second generation with the Coves was really, you know, that was the Route 66 TV show car that I grew up watching and, you know, really helped get me interested in cars in the first place. Like, I would be very happy with, you know, maybe a 57, 58 convertible. Roadster would be just terrific. There was one here at the show that was black with silver coves, and I thought, I could drive that. And a red interior.
Wow. Do people come from all across North America to attend Bloomington Gold?
There were cars from all over the place. I spent some time talking to a father and son from Missouri that his dad had bought a 74 Corvette when this guy was 14 years old, and he learned to drive on the car. His dad had kept the car the whole time. His dad died a year ago. This guy's son is now 14, so they brought the car together to Bloomington Gold. It's kind of a tribute to the dad to get it certified as a Bloomington Gold car. And it was just, there's three different levels of awards you can win, and it won all three levels. So they were really happy. You know, he was sorry that his dad wasn't around to see it, but like he said, he'd never been here before, but he'll be back because he has other Corvettes and he wants to bring them now. So it's just a great father-son, grandfather story.
Oh, and, that's fantastic.
And I love those stories. And that's one of the things I love about going to car shows is I was talking to somebody today, and I said, you know, I like the sheet metal, but I love the stories behind some of the cars. I was just at another car show in Michigan called the Orphan Show, and there was a guy, there was a car company called Cole back in the late teens and early 20s, and a guy found out that he was related to the family. He spent 25 years searching for a car, Cole, and he finally found one in parts. It was somebody had taken it apart, and he and a buddy put it back together, and he brought it to the Orphan Car Show. And, you know, it was just a great story, searching 25 years for a certain kind of car, and to finally find it in parts and have to put it together.
Oh, that's fantastic. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. I have to get used to it, a brand new number, 800-259-9231. We'll throw that question out there for all of our new listeners, first-time listeners or long-time listeners. If you could own any Corvette or trio of Corvettes, which one would you particularly like to have? Which specific model or which three would you like to own? 800-259-9231. Larry, let's talk a little bit more about how the General Motors bankruptcy affected the mood at all. I was wondering, did anybody talk about that at Bloomington Gold, or is it, you know, just all happy stuff?
The only talk about it that I heard at all was a couple people noted that usually there's some General Motors folks that come to this event. Some of the Corvette guys come over, some of the Corvette marketing people will come over, and they were nowhere to be seen. Maybe there were a couple here, but if they were, they were very low-key and incognito. There was no factory presence at this thing.
Wow.
But I don't think that really affected it at all. Because
okay, hold that thought. We'll be back with more. This is Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network.
Two lips touching together.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which a homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Our toll-free line, 800-259-9231, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Few people have written me here, including Warren in Michigan. He says his dream Corvette is the new Corvette, the ZR1 Corvette for 2010 or 2009. Let's see. We also have a email from Rob in California who'd like a 63 split window. We have an email here from Sherry who would like a big block 71 black convertible. When she says black interior, so she's very specific there. Corvette people can be very specific. Our special guest is Larry Edselin. Larry, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's funny, you know, talking about big block and the whole thing. You know, yeah, these are diehard folks who know their cars, love their cars, take incredible care of their cars, and. You know, and like we were saying before, one of the great things about the Corvette is it's enough, you know, okay, $50,000 sounds like a lot of money, granted. But for the performance level of that car, you can't touch it. You know, there's no other car for that price with that kind of performance. You know, you're talking about a car that if you wanted to, you can go, you know, 190 some miles an hour.
It's so true.
It's just amazing the performance you get for the money.
And it's actually, you know, functional too. I mean, it's got a very large cargo area. It's I believe double the size of a Cobalt trunk, and it's also, you know, has a lot of safety technology, including the run flat tires and stability control, traction control, and I live in the Northeast, and I drive mine year round, so it can be done, believe it or not.
You just have to be a little careful, which is one of the problems that a lot of, especially first-time Corvette owners have.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. Before the break there, we were just touching on the bankruptcy and the money troubles within General Motors. I know that GM has kind of pushed the C7, the seventh-generation Corvette, off until, I believe, model year 2014 now. And there is some talk of perhaps a V6 variant. And I know my boss at Motor Trend, Angus McKenzie, says it's heresy, but nevertheless, I mean, look at what can be had with V6 engines today, that EcoBoost from Ford, and if you take it to the next level, look at the GTR from Nissan.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's you know, and if you turbocharge or supercharge a six-cylinder engine, you're going to get V8 kind of performance. You know, we've seen that with other brands. I mean, look at Porsche, you know. 911s have six-cylinder engines, and and nobody complains about, you know, Porsche performance. It, you know, I psychologically, there would be people who would say, oh, it's not a real Corvette anymore. But then they're forgetting that the original Corvette had a straight fix. So, let's face it, if it comes down to keeping the brand alive, a supercharged six-cylinder is way better than no car at all.
Absolutely.
Especially a supercharged six-cylinder that might get you even... Now, granted, the V8 now gets great mileage.
It sure
does.
You
know, you'd be cruising down the highway at 28, 29, almost 30 miles to a gallon. So, you know, you're going to... The city mileage would probably be a lot better. It's hard to imagine the highway mileage being much better because that engine is so efficient at those speeds. But, you know, let's face it, in this environment, if it comes down to a V6 that's supercharged or no car at all, I think everybody would say, yeah, I'll take the supercharged V6.
Yeah, it only makes sense, definitely, Larry. Let's talk about what's been happening at iZoom.com. Any updates there?
Yeah, it's we're posting some new car reviews, and I'm trying to keep my bag up to date, although it's funny, I get busy with other things like Bloomington Gold and stuff, and actually I'm doing a couple things on that for the Detroit News, and I kind of forget to go back and do my own blog, so I'll try to get caught up this week on some of the blog stuff.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up. There's always so much going on. I mean, it's a busy time. In the automotive
world.
And then
next weekend, I'm going to a big Camaro show, 4th of July weekend in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Oh, you are?
I think it's called the Camaro Superfest, is what it's called. It's one of their big national gatherings. And of course, there's a lot of interest now in the new Camaro with all that. So it'll be fun to see the new car with a bunch of old cars around it. That I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's my understanding that, the new Camaro on the sales lots they're doing very, very well. And matter of fact, Frank Marcus from Motor Trend told me that most are selling a little bit over sticker, which is quite surprising in this economic marketplace.
Yes, it is. You know, I've got strong feelings about dealers who charge over sticker for anything.
Oh, I do too.
I suppose if they can get it, they're going to get it. So
yeah,
I just think that's really bad.
I do too. I mean, I remember back in the... In the 1990s and seeing, you know, Mustangs marked up a couple of grand. And I remember once saying to a salesman at a Ford dealership, I said to him, you know, like, what do you think this is, a Lamborghini? You know, I mean, it's just not right. I mean, that's part of what makes a vehicle like a Camaro or a Mustang or a Corvette American and a performance value is the fact that the sticker price is reasonable. You know, for those folks who have the means to buy the Lamborghinis and the Aston Martins and the Bugattis, you know, God bless them and let them charge in premiums. So the Bloomington Gold for next year, is it held the same weekend or?
I think it's usually the last weekend in June. I'm not sure about that, but I know it's about this time of year every year, yes.
And, another question I got in here via email, and that's about the last generation of the ZR1, the one that had the quad valve, the 32 valve, the marine engine there, the Mercury engine. The gentleman by the name of Peter writes me wondering why the value of that vehicle hasn't come up, because certainly for its day it was that technological piece, and there's no doubt it was.
Yeah, it seems strange that, you know, and I don't check the auction values all that closely on specific cars like that, you know, kind of the top end ones. But you would think that rarity would equal value over the long run. I really don't have a good answer, but, I'll have to check that out and find out.
Definitely. You mentioned the, new model for 2010 with the Corvette lineup, and that is the Grand Sport, and it's basically taking a base Corvette and upgrading it with some of the mechanicals of the Z06, including the brakes and other suspension refinements. And it's available in either a manual or an automatic gearbox. And it's also got those signature stripes. And explain to our listeners what those stripes are all about, Larry.
Well, it goes back to racing. And originally the stripes go back to when cars, you know, now we have sponsors on race cars. But originally, countries had colors before there were that were sponsors. So, for example, British Racing Green is called British Racing Green because British cars that raced internationally were all that green color. With a couple of exceptions, but actually the colors were almost assigned. French cars were a pale blue. American cars were also a pale blue or white, but had a stripe on them. And, you know, Italian cars were red. And German cars were usually silver. And that's kind of where the striping came from, was back in the old days of national sports car racing in the 50s, before there were sponsors, and when cars were, to pick out a car, you know that white cars with blue stripes were American. You know, if you remember some of the early Shelby Cobras,
sure,
they were white cars, blue stripe.
So that's the story behind the story on that, and this is a very timely email. Somebody just wrote in wanting to know if either one of us has driven the new Lexus convertible, the ISC, and I just checked your website out, and you've driven it. So, Larry, tell us your thoughts about the vehicle.
It's really a nice piece, and one of the big things that Lexus will be a selling point for that car is that it has a hardtop convertible, you know, retracting hardtop, but it goes up and it'll go upward in about 20 seconds. It's the fastest operating of those tops, which doesn't sound, you know, my first thought was, well, what difference does it make if it goes up in 22 seconds or 35 seconds? Well, part of it is stoplight. You know, it's the kind of car you can pull up to a stoplight and you want to put the top down, you can hit the button and put the top down before the light changes.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's raining and you want to put the top up, time is of the essence, let's face it. So it has a top. It's a nice car. There's actually some room in the back seat. Tap back there a little bit. It wouldn't be bad for going to lunch. I would want to go across country in it. So
kids very good.
So, yeah.
Check it out at iZoom.com. Larry, thank you so much for being a part of this edition of Auto World. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.